You've heard the saying, you can't get something for nothing. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to explain how this even applies to authenticity. Being yourself and showing up as the most authentic version of yourself is your birthright and is the key to a fulfilling life. But it comes at a cost in more ways than one. In this episode of the Business of Being You podcast, we'll explore the cost of authenticity and how it's something you can't afford to ignore. Welcome back. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about the cost of authenticity. This topic is important because it has to do with crossing the threshold from thinking about showing up as your authentic self to taking action and making it happen. So if you felt that your time to be true to yourself is now, or at least that you're almost ready, then this is the episode for you. When I was working on my master's degree, I had a professor of virology who started every class repeating the basic definitions of some of the key organisms we would come across throughout the semester. While it was a little redundant, it served its purpose in ingraining the information, and each class I realized nuances that I hadn't picked up on prior. So following that approach, I want to remind you of the definition of authenticity and the authentic self. Authenticity means what I say and what I do reflect what I believe. And so the authentic self means what I say and what I do reflect who I believe I am. And why is this important? Why does it even matter? Because you're called to do something important in your life and for the world, even if it's just a small part. And because you possess something within you that makes you not only equipped for this purpose, but makes you the person someone in the world is looking for to either teach them something about how they see the world or themselves. But the saying goes, you can't get something for nothing. And that's what this episode is about, the cost of authenticity. Now, when we're talking about the cost as it relates to authenticity, it can be used as a noun or as a verb. As a noun, it's something that you have to give in order to receive. And as a verb, it means something that you have to lose in order to receive. What I've found is that when you want to step up and do something great, your cost will be both something you have to give and something you have to lose. And the cost is proportional in size to the size of what you want to accomplish. It's not often that we come to significant or pivotal crossroads in our lives. But when they do arise, it's always accented by a persistent thought or vision in our minds. And you'll know it's different because it's not just a thought, it's typically something that evokes an emotion. And it allows you to not only imagine an image of what you would like, but it actually takes you down a road through your imagination of what life would be like if you achieved that goal. This is the kind of thing that you find yourself daydreaming quite deeply and losing track of time until something snaps you out of it. It's been said that the imagination offers us previews of promises yet to come. Maybe you see yourself going back to school to earn a degree in a career that would better serve you and those that depend on you. Maybe it's starting a nonprofit, allowing you to serve people that hold a deep meaning and importance for you. Maybe it's quitting a job that no longer serves you so you can use your time to earn money doing something you're truly passionate about. Or maybe it's taking a leap to live a nomadic life and experiencing the world and cultures on your own terms and at your own pace. Some people are fortunate enough to be authentic from day one. We all know that one person who's just them. But for many, stepping into authenticity requires a transition. This is because many people choose to live a life that they believe they're supposed to live. I'm supposed to finish school, I'm supposed to get a good job, I'm supposed to get married, I'm supposed to have kids, I'm supposed to put my dreams on hold for my family. I'm supposed to support my spouse as they accomplish their goals. I'm supposed to be a supportive friend even when I disagree with what they're doing. I'm supposed to. And before you know it, the life you wanted to live got buried underneath the life you felt you were expected to live. Although it is said that life is short, it actually is quite long. And chances are that you still have time to not only do the things you've always wanted to do, but more importantly, to show up as the person who can do those things. But the transition is not always easy. I know this. And I want you to know that you're seen. You're not alone in your frustration. You're not alone in those moments where you have to hide your tears while at a job that makes you feel like a piece of you is dying inside of you every time you're there. You're not alone when you see someone else accomplishing a goal and you feel stuck in your life. You're not alone when you feel you've sacrificed so much and feel you have nothing to show for it. Know that the dream you hold within you of a better future, of a better you, no matter how grand it may be, can become a reality if you're willing to take on the cost of your authenticity. Now, as I mentioned before, when referring to cost, it can be used as a noun or a verb. As a noun, the word cost means to require the payment of money or something else of value in an exchange. As a verb, it means to result in or entail the loss of. When being authentic requires a transition from an old self with old rules to a new authentic self with new rules, oftentimes there is a cost, both in the noun and verb form. So let's look at cost as a noun. What could you have to pay in order to express your authentic self? If your authentic self takes the form of hosting a weekly book club to engage in meaningful discussions with your community, then the cost for you may be your time. If your authentic self takes the form of pursuing a career in nursing, then the cost for you may be tuition money and time sacrificed from social gatherings so that you can study. If your authentic self takes the form of writing a book, but you currently have a 9-to-5 job, then the cost to you may be sacrificing sleep so you can write after hours. Looking at cost as a verb, what could you lose in order to express your authentic self? If your authentic self involves making yourself a priority and saying no to things that don't serve the highest expression of yourself, then the cost to you may be losing friendships, connections, and relationships. If your authentic self takes the form of making natural-based, high-quality cosmetic products that result in higher prices, then the cost may be losing customers. If your authentic self takes the form of promoting healthy eating and lifestyle, and you currently work at a restaurant that serves unhealthy foods, then the cost to you may be losing your job. Regardless of the form that the cost of authenticity takes on for you, cost is relative to what you can afford or are willing to make an effort to obtain. Let's look at three hypothetical examples. Imagine you have $100 in your pocket and you see something that you've always wanted for $25. You could take on that cost gladly and easily. Second example. Imagine you have $100 in your pocket and you see something that you want, but it costs $200. Now you have the opportunity to reflect on how much you want it. What if that $200 thing is dinner at a restaurant that's difficult to get a reservation at? If your initial instinct is to walk away from it, maybe it's because you realize that you didn't want it that much, or that it's not a priority right now. The cost is missing out on the opportunity to eat at this exclusive restaurant, but you're okay with that. Example 3. Imagine you have $100 in your pocket and you're selected in a lottery that allows you to purchase a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house with 1/2 acre in the backyard, fully furnished in a good neighborhood, good school district for only $10,000. But you have to come up with the money in full in 2 weeks. I'm pretty sure you're going to become super focused, creative, and resourceful and find a way to come up with that money. You're going to gather whatever you have in savings. You'll go through your house and find everything that you don't need and host the biggest, most extravagant yard sale anyone's ever seen. You'll borrow money from friends and family and even put credit cards together. But because you know the value of that house and how important it is to you, you know that stretching yourself in the short term will provide you long-term benefits, and your efforts will be paid back many times over. So there is a cost to authenticity, but it isn't necessarily a cost that you can afford. Depending on the contrast between your old self and your new self, the cost for some may be greater than others. However, for those of us who believe in a higher power, there is a saying that says, if he brought you to it, he will bring you through it. Remember that the dreams you hold in your heart are not there to be a carrot dangling on a string, taunting you, frustrating you as something you can never get, but rather, the higher power that placed that dream within you has every intention of making it your reality. Your part is to put in the work and the effort. And that's the message I wanted to share with you today. So what's the cost of authenticity for you? Is there something that's worth it? I hope this episode has inspired you to take the first steps towards being your true self, Remember, the cost of authenticity is not a one-time payment, it's an ongoing investment in yourself. And the return on that investment is a life of purpose, fulfillment, and impact. So take a deep breath, be brave, and start on your journey towards your authentic self today. Share your thoughts, comments, and questions in the section below. And don't forget to subscribe to my channels. You can find me on Coach Mark OB across all platforms for more episodes of the Business of Being You podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you in the next episode. But until then, don't forget to mind your business, the business of being you.